everyone, welcome to Agora Podcast. My name is Mimi and I'm pleased today to welcome Brazilian artist Marcela França, living in Montreal. Hello, Marcela.
Hello, Mimi.
Marcela, you had the opportunity to do your residency at Agora during the month of March for this project called The Face of the Rain. Your curator was Jessica Riley, and I'm very pleased to take over on her behalf for this podcast. So first of all, let me quickly introduce you, Marcela. Marcela, you are a Brazilian artist, multidisciplinary, living in Montreal, Canada. Your practice is over more than two decades, and what is really interesting is that it mixes experience with hybrid projects about art and new technologies. You train first as a dancer, a painter, and a video artist. You hold a BFA in visual communication, and you specialize in audiovisual and experiential projects.
Very much.
The project about the face of the rain, and what really interested me to work with you or have you for this residency, is that the face of the rain is a project that takes different approach, multidisciplinary, and it's a deep exploration of the relationship between the body and the natural element of rain. Through this hybrid language of dance, digital technologies, and visual art, you create an extended and expanded reality in which the viewer is fully immersed. The human form is central to the connection of the viewer to the visual effect and promoting an embodied sensory experience. And so that's a good occasion to start talking about this project. And then the first question that Jessica had for you, with the background of information, your trajectory as an artist, when did you decide to start combining the medium of dance with your visual art?
Okay, I started dancing and drawing very early age. So when I start my career in art, in visual arts, I was already dancer. I was already linked to painting to live models when I started, and painted bodies as signs, extracting moments from the dance, which I found visually strong and full of meanings. I painted adding the image extracted from the contemporary dance movement, new meanings. From the beginning, my team was feminist and existentialist. So this mix started very early because of this paintings with live models and the paintings that I extracted from this body, from some, some moments in the dance that I felt very, very interesting, that as a signal and as a symbol. And I painted the symbols. And after that, when I started with my BFA in visual communication at age of 18, I was already painting and dancing professionally. So I felt in love with the videos. And with the new interactive digital technology that I learned there, I start to develop and become artist projects that I brought the immersive and audiovisual technologies that I learned in my university for my artistic projects. And I started to make urban projections with video mappings. After that, video installations, video arts, video dances, and soon after, interactive installations, because I, as my trajectory came from experience, I seek to create an experience with my work, performative and installations. So I jumped from the video to the immersive and interactive installation to insert the audience as a performative and collaborative beings in the artwork, in this artwork that I created. This all of this trajectory can give you the panorama that you can see that I can understand that for me, combining dance and visual arts was something natural and organic. It goes through a question of identity, because the both was very linked since the beginning of my trajectory as an artist. Since the beginning, I start to understand myself as an artist.
Super interesting. Your own, journey and trajectory. How did water become the central focal point of your artistic research?
This is a very interesting question. Nobody never been asked me about it. So, and I was thinking, how to explain this obsession with water elements began. I think that it's begun because of three factors. One is because of the obsession of immediately capture of intangible and philosophical concepts of life. I think that was also began when I started with Buddhist philosophies in my life 18 years ago. We were working with feminism issues, and life for me was something that I tried to give visualization, because concepts of life such as instant, time, and fluidity. Secondly, is something that is very intangible concept, but at the same time, you know, because of maybe the dance that we work with, this kind of concepts through the body, the space, the time you have to persecute a space from a point to the other, to put in your body, you know, concepts, and also the fluidity of the movement, and try to be nature with persecute nature movement with the contemporary dance. So this, I think, that was the first point, is to try to give visuality for all of these concepts in my paintings and my videos and the beginning of my production. The secondly, because these issues are very related to the feminine. We all, men and women, are made of 70% of water. Besides, as women, we have a cycle. We give birth through water with the rupture of the placenta. So as beings, in constant evolution, we change states also. And spirits is like water, you know, we are very volatile. The water changes from materiality for immateriality, for gases, for solid as the snow, the ice, you know, and all of this potential to be changing all the time is something very human, you know, and very feminine also. So I think that all of these, and finally, because water is the most important element maintaining the life on Earth, and in our life also. In our life needs to be value. As women, we need to be value as source of life. The water has to be value for this society, as source of life of the planet, and also a source of our life, because without water, we can't survive. The planet as ecosystem for human beings, the planet also has circles of life. And this ecosystem that we live now, we need water to be alive, you know? And the female problem in the society is this. I think that is very matched a lot with the problem with sustainability concept, because the patriarchal system don't value the women, the potential they came from women. We care the life inside us. It's a trajectory, almost 20 years speaking about water and being in doing this relation between water and female and human beings, most particularly females, make me see very naturally how we are deeply connected with water.
Indeed, we are. We are all interconnected with any living organism, I would say. How do you approach combining your visual art with technology and exhibiting within the digital space?
Everything started from the relation my research between the relation of the body with the space and time. And because of the video, the movement that we are recording. So for me, it was very natural to add new technologies as a possibility to unfold these questions through extended realities and also a virtual space. My obsession with provoking interactive and immersive experience. The new technologies of digital realities have become important in my creations. To provoke more and more experience was something that brings me to virtual realities and interactive and immersive technologies. With the Face of the Rain, this project that now I'm in a residency with Agora Digital, I presented me is Canadian point cloud interacting with a RAN being that was also created from an interactive generative effect, and all of this was for a full dome space, so very, very immersive. And this difference between realities, like it was me dancing and I was scanned by a Kinect and put in point cloud, was I was digitalized. My physical body was digitalized, my reality was digitalized, and I was in the same time is interacting with a RAIN beam that was created generative interactive effect. And at the same time, you have the body of everybody there that was passing through this experience in their own reality. So it's a new challenge for me to mix this reality. And now in our residency, is my new challenge is to bring this experience that was, a public experience for something in VR, which is an individual virtual experience. So now I'm trying to bring this full dome space for something more intimate, you know, something more individual.
Yes, well, in hubs we can all be together in the dome. But we cannot, change or modify the external. Let's continue. How do the female body and feminist activism relate to your interest in water and the climate change activism?
I think that the influence of ecofeminism in my work comes from the exploration of the role of the women in patriarchal society and the connection of women with their cycles that will generate human life and the circle of life on Earth that passes through the water circle, you know? So ecofeminism for me is rooted in interconnection and mutual respect between femininity and nature, and in the identification of patriarchal system as exert an unjust dominion over the women and the nature world. I identify with the ecofeminism because it identifies the historical designation of women and the nature as chaotic and irrational beings in need of control, you know, as opposed of the characterization of men as rational, orderly, and capable of directing both women and nature as means by which patriarchal system were able to manifest and exploit both women, marginalized groups, and nature world. Because I've been working with feminist issues has all my career, as also a South American artist, you know, we suffer so much sexism in South America. It came from the history of the colonial ages. The colonial mindset is inside of the root of our society in South America as a Brazilian. It's the same kind of mentality that we have in colonialism, that to explore, to extract, to not have the sustainability that we can find in the indigenous philosophy. Mindset that we and nature, we are one. We see each other as human beings on Earth. Now to bring back and to build a new mindset for the society and for South Americans that suffer so much with slavery, with extraction, patriarchal domination, sexism. The transgenders was most killed in Brazil than any other part of the world, you know. And in 2020, we had more wildfires in forests in Amazonia and Pantanal that we never had in the history. All of this is so urgent to speak about it.
So, of course, with the Face of the Rain, which is a superb project that I invite the audience to go and visit in Mozilla Hubs, you talk about all the previous topics that we already mentioned. So why have you decided to present this specific project, the Face of the Rain, for Agora Digital Residency?
The Face of the Rain brings me a very personal hill, my grief, the grief of my father. My father died 1 year before the pandemic times, so it was very difficult to me. I was in Canada, he was in Brazil. And after everything was closed, the frontiers was closed, and I started to figure out how to heal all of this mourning. It speaks about this circle of life, you know. So because it speaks of the circle of life, brings you, I think that's a positive perspective, mixing this Buddhism philosophy and also quantum physics, that maybe, you know, if you visualize that we have 70% of rain in our body, and when we die, this water goes to the planet, to the atmosphere, and after that, like, became rain and goes to the source of water in the land, and we became part of the circle of life. So because of that, I started to figure out, if we could see a face of the rain, if we could see one face of the rain, we could see, maybe we can see the face of every ancestral that we have and passed through this planet one time. So all of this made me feel a bit closer of him, mm-hmm. again, make me feel part of something that was bigger than my mourning. I choose the Face of the Rain to be part of the Agora residency, to spread for more people this experience after so much loss we have in pandemic times, to democratize this experience that I transform in an artwork, to maybe touch more people to think about the time, that the time is not a linear, no, and maybe that we can bring the past and the present with this connection with the nature, connection with the rain, connect with the waters of the planet, because, you know, everything is in transformation all the time in our bodies, and every person that we lost in our life also. I decided to use this project because of the possibility to work with VR. This technology that Agora Digital offer us, it's not that you can use in a web network and also in VRs. So it's also one way to understand more, to have a possibility to create my first VR experience. That is another way to promote immersive experience, you know, and mm-hmm. also to democratize also this work for everybody around the world in them on computers or VRs, you know.
Mm-hmm. And as well, it's a good combination to have a physical exhibition where people are enjoying physical company and behavior, and experience the art, and then as well to have a digital exhibition. So the combination of physical and digital is really a whole encompassing experience, and it's a very moving story that you tell us. Of course, we can all relate to. And then on the topic of the title, The Face of the Rain, I suppose it's very human to try to find figures in any elements like clouds and then this this very healing rain, the soothing effect, yeah. of the water and finding the face that we were missing.
Exactly.
So to continue and maybe to conclude, I would like to ask you, what's your next project? I know you're very busy, Marcela, so tell us a little bit more about what you have in the pipeline.
I'm now starting a new project with a performance. and female immigrants from Portuguese mother language as me here in Canada. So I'm selecting women that I'm offering for free dance and body investigation about the female immigrant issues, you know. So I will try to find the link between all of us and how to expand this and how to link this also with water. And I'm also more now I'm in developing of traditions of photographies and extended reality photographies and new video arts with that speaks about climate change.
Mm-hmm. So looking forward to seeing more about your art. I think that really what appealed to me when you applied was really this mixture of science, technology, but as well, what is very specific, I think, to women art and women working in digital art is that we can feel really emotions. And that's very important to underline that in your art, there is this physicality that make us really feel something, yes, and that's your particular touch.
Well, thank you for all your sensibility because you put the point.
Well, it's been thank you so much, Marcella, for joining us for this podcast at the Digital Residency. I hope it will open new gates to more VR experience to you and then connect as well with other women in the world and to express what we are good at, our emotions.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I invite you to stay connected for the next one. See you later. Bye-bye.